First, jigsaw puzzles are having a big moment around the world. Puzzle manufacturers are struggling to keep up as we all come to the conclusion that a puzzle is what we need to spend our quarantine time doing. You can join in if you're a puzzle fan from way back or just discovering them now. Let us know at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We check in now with someone in the puzzle business to hear firsthand what sales are like. David Rolls is founder and president of Masterpieces, Inc., a jigsaw puzzle and games company headquartered in Oro Valley, Arizona. David, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Well, did you see a big jump in demand for your puzzles as people started to stay at home?
You know, it came on so fast and furious that it certainly caught us off guard.
Yeah, I think I saw on your website you had to shut down sales to give yourselves a chance to catch up. Do I have that right?
You know, we've slowly been taking down any drop ship or direct-to-consumer business. We do a lot of that for Fanatics, for our own website, and a number of others. But we've been overwhelmed and haven't been able to, catch up. So we've had to limit our distribution to the mostly the key retailers that are still able to operate, the Walmarts and the Walgreens and grocery, drug, that type of channel is really experiencing, you know, tremendous need for jigsaw puzzles.
Now, before this coronavirus, it seems to me that I've been hearing more and more people getting into jigsaw puzzles or back into them. Is that something you had seen even before we heard of this illness?
You know, we were seeing a nice increase, but this is certainly nothing like I think anybody has ever seen before. I was told that Amazon was completely sold out of puzzles, so. Yeah, it's something we've certainly never seen before.
Do you see, now I see you sell up to 2,000-piece puzzles usually, and I usually cap out at about 500, I think. Are you seeing people get interested in these bigger, more complicated puzzles nowadays?
You know, it's hard to really get a gauge on that because, to be honest, everything is moving. So it's really tough to... I think it's tough to analyze what's really working at the moment because there is just a big demand. You know, parents are buying toys, games, puzzles of all different types for the kids at home, and the adults are doing the same thing. I just saw a report put out from Amazon that the number 8 highest search word was puzzles for adults.
Wow.
It was ahead of disinfecting spray.
So, oh, no kidding.
So, you know, it really, it usually resides in the 100,000 number area. It went from there to number 8. So quite fascinating to see that.
Well, David, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for keeping the puzzle supply rolling.
You're welcome. Hopefully we'll keep rolling with it for a little bit and keeping people busy at home, having something fun to do while they're needing to stay put in home.
That was David Rolls, founder and president of Masterpieces, Inc., a jigsaw puzzle and games company. Now Christopher Byrne joins us, also known as the Toy Guy. He's a toy analyst, researcher, and consultant. His books include Toy Time, From Hula Hoops to He-Man to Hungry Hungry Hippos, a look back at the most beloved toys of decades past. Chris, thanks a lot for joining us today.
So nice to be with you.
What do you make of this, as we were just hearing, massive surge in interest in jigsaw puzzles during this time of pandemic?
Well, I think people are looking for things to do. It's an alternative to a screen. It is something that is a lot more contemplative and, if you will, zen-like than, say, a competitive game. But it's a chance for people to be together around a table. And it really is one of those activities that, you know, when you're focused on getting that piece of the barn or the little bit of sky or finding that corner, you're not really worrying about other things. And it's just a very good sort of mental break from everything going on.
Have we seen jigsaw puzzles rise and fall over the years?
We certainly have. I mean, they started in 1766 when they were when a guy by the name of John Spilsbury created one out of maps. We've seen big booms of puzzles in 1908 when people realized they could make them at home, and there were kits sold for that. And fast forward in the 80s, they were really big. After say Trivial Pursuit in 83, it sort of changed a little bit of at-home entertainment. So we saw a big boom in puzzles at that time. The 60s brought a Springbok, and one of my favorite was the world's hardest puzzle, which was 500 pieces round, all white.
Yeah, that would drive me quickly into madness, I think. Right. Now, you just said something I didn't know about. Make your own puzzles. That sounds like it could be a big hit right about now. Is that still something people can do?
Well, you certainly can. I don't think you can do it with the same level of die cutting that somebody like Masterpieces does. But you can absolutely cut up things. And it's a great lesson for children. It's great for perceptual abilities and being able to rotate something in your mind. And it's something you can do to entertain yourself. Cut up that family picture and turn it into a puzzle.
Now, Chris, I know you are interested in the serious side of play, why it's important to have fun, you know, any time. Do you see it, whether it's a jigsaw puzzle or a toy or a game, as something we should really make sure we make time for in a tough time?
Absolutely. I think it's a great time to have social play. We are physically distant from one another right now, but we need to be socially connected. And if you're at home with people, it's a very low stress, easy way to do it. As I said before, you're not competing. You're simply sharing time together, and it can open up the gates to conversations or things about whatever image you're doing, just to create that connection and perhaps a little bit of family identity.
Is there a profile demographic for jigsaw puzzles in normal times?
You know, there hasn't been. Way back in the 80s, when I was working with Western Publishing, they were a big puzzle maker at the time. And it tended to skew very female, but it was not, you know, definitive. People of all ages liked them. There's everything from preschoolers to sort of older people. I think there was sort of that 18 to like 30 range where they didn't really do puzzles, but they were some of the people when we had puzzle competitions who were really fierce at that. And that's the opposite of like the Zen puzzle thing.
I know you have a lot of play options probably around you at any given time. Do you have a jigsaw puzzle going right now?
I do not have a jigsaw puzzle going right now. I didn't think to order them before they were hard to get.
you didn't beat the rush. So do you think this is going to make a new trend now, even after the rush is over? We've discovered this habit and we'll keep doing it even when things are back to normalish?
Well, I certainly hope so. I certainly think it's a great opportunity to, as I said, to connect without relying on a screen. I do think we're going to see, whatever happens economically, much more home-based entertainment, much as we did in the 80s. So I do think that there may, you know, keep some momentum for a while. It will probably plateau, as we've seen with puzzle crazes in the past. It shoots up right now. It'll plateau, and then it'll decline somewhat. But we may get some puzzlers, lifelong puzzlers out of this.
Chris, thanks for joining us. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
That's Christopher Byrne, also known as the Toy Guy. He's a toy analyst and researcher, author of books including Toy Time. He joined us to talk about the sudden popularity in jigsaw puzzles we're seeing lately. Well, we asked you on the Ideas Network Facebook page to share your puzzle activity. We got some pictures there. You should check them out. Grace finished a big United States of America puzzle this week. Shirley posted a picture of a heart-shaped puzzle she's working on. She says it's tough because the edge pieces don't always lock together. Sometimes they just rest next to each other, and then the next row is what holds the pieces in place. Quote, saying it's going slowly is an understatement. We heard from Diana. She posted a picture of a 3,000-piece puzzle she's working on. She says it's going slowly. And Patty says they've worked through several puzzles. Quote, we've worked several, but Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy, Goofy, and Pluto are haunting my dreams. And Dee mentioned Stave brand puzzles. She says they're beautiful to look at, though kind of expensive. You can keep sharing your puzzle stories and your pictures over at the Ideas Network Facebook page.